It is Friday. We touch base with our colleagues at Deutsche Welle in Bonn after 10 o'clock on a Friday. No, it's in Berlin today. German police have arrested two men who are allegedly Russian spies. Both are said to have been working under orders from Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lars Holter is with Deutsche Welle, and he joins me then from Berlin. Welcome, Lars. Great to have you.
Thanks, Clarence. Good to be with you.
Lars, who are the two men and what do we know about them at this point?
Well, yeah, what a story here developing over the last 24 hours or so. Those two men are Russian Germans, so they are carrying both passports. One of them is a 39-year-old, and he was the main target in the authorities' investigation, which has now led to his arrest. It seems that he had discussed possible plots with a person linked to the Russian Secret Service since October of last year. That is according to prosecutors. He's also accused of working with a terrorist organization, and that's because he was a fighter for Russian-backed forces in eastern Ukraine from 2014 to 2016. That would be in that area of Donetsk. He was fighting for the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Party. So we're talking about a region there in eastern Ukraine that Russia has long tried to annex. The second man, now back in Germany, is 37-year-old. His name is Alexander, and he's allegedly been playing a supporting role for just about a month or so, just teaming up with that other 39. Nine-year-old gentleman. So he's just been involved for the last couple of weeks.
So give us some of the details. Just how exactly were they caught?
Yeah, they were caught and arrested at their homes near Bayreuth. Now, that is a town in the Franconian region of Bavaria, and it makes a lot of sense that they were in Bavaria because that southern German state is home to a whole number of U.S. military bases. According to authorities, the two men had been preparing to carry out bomb attacks and possibly arson attacks against those U.S. military facilities. For the past few days, and now apparently they have been taking photos and videos of military transport and equipment in the area. Now, one site in question there seems to be the U.S. training base in Grafenwöhr, and that is exactly where right now a group of Ukrainian soldiers are being trained to use American Abrams tanks, obviously to be used against Russia in that ongoing war in Ukraine. And that seems to be essentially what's behind this whole story. It's probably less of an espionage case and much more of a sabotage case. Anyway, German authorities for now are pretty happy that they were able to stop these two men before they were able to act.
Okay, so what's happening next? How has the government in Berlin responded?
Yeah, well, as is usually the case, the first thing that Foreign Secretary Annalena Baerbock has done, she has summoned the Russian ambassador to report to her office. However, no details of that discussion are known at this point. We did get some statements. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, of course, says, quote, "We can never accept that such espionage activities take place in Germany." And his Secretary of State also says, "We will not allow Putin to bring his terror to our country." But more important than these statements, I'd say most importantly, really, Germany will not be intimidated and scared into dropping its support for Ukraine. That would obviously be Russia's main goal. However, Berlin has just this week issued another urgent appeal for countries to help shore up Ukraine's air defenses and keep supporting Ukraine. So Germany very clearly is standing behind Ukraine and will stand behind Ukraine in the future.
We appreciate your time as always, Lars Holter, a Deutsche Welle correspondent based in Berlin. Those are the things occupying German minds at this moment in time. It also brings the time to 12 minutes, nearly 13 past 10 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to talk about that new play, The Sin Drinkers, coming to the Baxter Theatre. We are alerting you to a wonderful opportunity that lies in waiting.